Today's it, what I'm saying is not supposed to be the totality of the sermon. So what you are sharing in your testimonies will be part of the sermon. So I've been given very little time, and I'm hoping to take even less time. So to help me with that, what I'd like for you to do is when you've gotten my point and you want me to move on, just shout out, amen. Can we try that? Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen? Okay, good. All right. Well, we're going to be talking this morning about the power of weakness. Have you ever considered weakness a power? For those of you who know me, you know my love of strength-based change processes. But my question to you this morning is, what in the world is wrong with the world today? What can we do about it? What are you willing to do about it? As I was preparing for today's sermon, thinking of the testimonies we would share with one another, I thought of a specific challenge that I see in Christian communities. A year ago, I talked about asset-based community development. Does anyone remember this? Good. What is the focus of asset-based community development or appreciative inquiry or solution-based therapy programs? What is the thing that you're supposed to look at? What you have, what you can contribute, and you're looking at your strengths. I'm a big fan of strength-based change programs. However, what I've discovered is particularly in countries like Norway and the United States, there's a weakness with these change-based programs that are focused on our strengths and our resources. But before I get there, I'd like to ask you another question. What in the world is wrong with the gospel today? Oh, now, good, I've got your attention. You see, I don't think that there's anything wrong with the gospel. What the problem is our society, including this society that we have here. A year ago, I talked about Legos. Does anyone remember this? Describe to me a Lego. It's got holes, knobs, right. Anything else we know to be true about Legos? Different colors, they fit together. It's a toy. You ever stepped on a Lego? You build with them. So back to our world today. Do you see a connect? What is it that we are lacking, at least as we present ourselves at work, on social media, and among our acquaintances? Our weaknesses. I hope that we're not failing to present love, but because of the way that our world, and those that are familiar with agile or lean thinking, you'll know that you focus on weaknesses, but it's the weaknesses of the company, not of the individuals. We often, as individuals in our workplace, we're putting our best foot forward. All of our strengths, that's where we want to operate. And my fear is that it also is like that in a Christian community. That we stand here as strong people we don't have any needs whatsoever. We don't have any weaknesses. And herein lies the problem. Because God calls us at the intersection of our strengths and weaknesses. Read Exodus 3 and 4. God called Moses to be his spokesperson, not because Moses was a good speaker, quite the contrary, but because Moses was a good listener. God chose him to use him at the intersection of his strengths and his weaknesses, just as he wants to use us. And why is this? Because if we don't allow our weaknesses to exist, the holes in the bottom of the Lego, we cannot build anything of value. If we want to build his church here on earth, we need to not only let our strengths be built upon, but our weaknesses as well. Now, I'm not saying that we need to walk around with our heart on our sleeve, but I'm saying share your weaknesses with your brothers and sisters, with a chosen few. Growth group is a great place for this. You may have other people that you have a relationship from the past, from other churches, family members, whomever it might be, but allow them to step in to your weakness. A couple of years ago, I spoke about Japanese pottery. Does anyone remember that? Oh, good. It's nice that you say that even if you don't actually remember. No, I won't call you a liar, but so this is, and I'm probably going to get this wrong, my apologies to Japanese people everywhere, kintsugi, which is actually an art of putting together broken pottery pieces with glue, which actually increases the value. In fact, it increases the value so much that some people have taken to the act of breaking pottery just so they can glue it back together so they can get more money for it. But here, instead of trying to hide the cracks, as we often do with our super glue, they're accentuating the brokenness to create something of beauty. I dare say this is much like what God wants to do in our lives. See, we shouldn't be hiding our brokenness from God. And I strongly believe that we should not hide our brokenness from each other, but allow that to be the beauty in our lives because we have been restored by His love. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, "Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong, not on my own power, but by the power of the Lord.'" So my challenge to us today, as we have our testimonies, is that we not only share our joys, our praise reports, by all means, we want to hear them, but that perhaps we share our challenges. I feel sometimes it's easier to pray for a physical need or to pray for someone else than it is to actually say, "I'm in need. Would you please pray for me?" I hope that we can be the kind of community that would share our weaknesses with each other and allow others to step in and support us and pray for us. Today, at the conclusion of the service, we will also have an opportunity for prayer. If anyone would like to be prayed for, please head over in that direction, and members of our intercessory prayer team will be there to meet you, to pray for you. We certainly do want to take time for that as well. Are you willing to share your greatest hurts, your pains, your needs with some of your brothers and sisters in Christ here? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you that you make us whole. Thank you that you turn ashes into beauty. We pray that we could be open and honest with each other, not only about our joys and praise reports, but also about our needs as well. Help us to truly love and support each other. In your name we pray. Amen. Would you stand and join with me in the affirmation of faith? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the 3rd day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please remain standing as we sing our next song, Brother, let me be your servant.